This is the World Radio Paris series on digital and online urban states, dosing up on well-being and street art around Paris.
Episode 8.
This week we're hopping across the channel, destination London, heading over to a photo call and VIP breakfast with Paris-based contemporary artist Bertrand Lavière for an unveiling of a new playful version of Fountain. And as we saw in a previous episode of Urban States, much like the polychromatic street artist Kashink, who we met up with episode 6, Lavière too is an artist who performs best when he's adding splashes of eye-popping colour to an otherwise grey everyday. So the day began at 8:15 on a rainy Monday morning in October, standing on a lawn with a group of soaked press photographers, each there to get a defining shot of Lavière posing with the colourful hose pipes and spraying water nozzles that make up his sculpture, Fountain. The sound, colour, form and location to ponder. While they stay photographing, we get to catch up with exhibition's curator, Rebecca Lewin.
We're here on a rainy day. What's happening today?
Well, we're outside the Serpentine Sackler Gallery in the middle of a very wet Kensington Gardens. And we're in front of the gallery where a very new artwork has just been installed, a Fountain by Bertrand Lavière. And it's a new addition for us at the Serpentine Gallery, and it's opening today, and it's open for a whole year until the beginning of October next year.
And where do you think the artist Bertrand Lavière picks up the hoses?
We made it in Britain to his specifications, and he was saying yesterday, we were talking about it, and with all the previous versions, it's felt, because of the people that he's worked with have always been in the country where it's been installed, so Italy and France, that it's always had a feeling of that country. And he thinks that the colours, particularly for the yellow and the blue and the red, were sort of particularly British versions of those colours. I don't know how true that is, but I like the sentiment that it has this national feeling to it wherever it's installed.
And what are your hopes for the location being next to the Zaha Hadid extension?
The Fountain is in front of essentially two buildings that are kind of joined together, and the original building is from 1805, and the extension we opened last year, so it's brand new. And they couldn't be more different to look at. The old building's brick and neoclassical facade, and the new building is these beautiful, huge, white, sweeping curves. And the great thing about the Fountain is that it creates this sort of very playful bridge between the two. The pool that it's in is white and very clean, kind of similar to the new building. The Fountain itself is made up of a whole load of different coloured hoses, a sort of riot of colour. There's water going everywhere. It's very, very playful. So it creates this great, funny little moment between the two buildings.
There's a classic sound of a water feature, but mm-hmm. when you look at it, mm-hmm. it's chaotic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it has this very sort of calming, sort of soothing, although maybe a little noisier than a normal fountain. It depends on the size, I suppose. But where it's been installed before, sort of different versions of this, it's been installed in a pre-existing pool and often around a sort of historic or classical sculpture or base. But this is totally new. It's been designed for this space, and so it's got the right proportions for the whole area. But what's most exciting for us is that it's so bright and so colourful and creates this noise that's very beautiful as well.
But I got more of an idea of how Lavière might consider Fountain for himself on seeing the press shot online. Google Lavière and Fountain, and in the return of images, you'll see a smiling Lavière. Featured from left to right, there's Hans-Ulrich Orbist, co-director Serpentine, Meyer Hoffman, founder of Luma Foundation, then Lavière alongside Julia Payton-Jones, the Serpentine's director. In shot, they're each holding umbrellas and posing with the hose pipes and spray water nozzles in front. The umbrellas in the shot find a practical use, but the hoses and nozzles in the Fountain are reduced to their component parts of shape and form. So although Fountain is visually playful, it also lays out the ideological battle lines between useful and useless. It brings to mind the English idiom, neither use nor ornament, for which Lavière takes what's a fairly innocuous mass-produced item of garden hoses and ridicules their usefulness, but in an affectionate manner. So, photo call done. Next up, for the VIP breakfast talk, where Lavière is in conversation with art critic and Serpentine Gallery co-director Hans-Ulrich Orbist, happening in the gallery Zaha Hadid Architects Designed Magazine Restaurant, where a crowd is brimming over, seated and standing up. And Lavière doesn't disappoint. Yep, he goes on to talk about the weather, but too mentions other qualities of magic and colour that Fountain is evocative of.
The operation of the Fountain, so please give a very, very warm welcome to Bertrand.
Probably I was influenced by those 2 days I did at horticulture school in Versailles. I was influenced by the tools I had in this school. The first time I did a fountain like that, 15 years ago, something like that, was a show about the garden. To use a very common thing. And this version in London, it's really a British feeling. The colors of the houses are very pop with the magic power of the blossom. Even with the rainy day, to have a fountain with a rainy day is too transatlantic, I think.
That was wonderful. Thank you so, so much. Thank you very
thank
much.
You. Thank you. And also, I would like to thank the team of the Seventh Avenue because to realize this fountain, it was really a perfect team, really. Thank you very much.
It seems Lavier is inviting us to observe displays and arrangements of colour, materials and objects themselves, the emissions and rhythms of sounds, their surroundings. He also wants us to notice how fountain reacts to the meteorological conditions that we would describe in everyday language as rainy, sunny, freezing and blustery. For Urban States next time on World Radio Paris, we take a gritty stroll through the streets of Belleville with chanteuse Liv Morahan talking jazz, living rooms and life. And to tune in with Lavier's upbeat colourful fountain, his indie tune We Are The Rain from the uncontrollably happy East London band called Flight.